You're listening to Mags Inc. Radio with Jimmy K. and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody, and good evening to those of you listening in Waukesha as well on 101 FM, The Shaw. I'm Jim K. here with Rocker. Make sure you stick around later on tonight for Mags Inc. Heavy. Rocker takes over at 10 o'clock. That's right after Kelsey Miles, who's live in the Devil's Lair tonight, Rocker.
Jimmy, our next guest is Jerry Shepard. She's a best-selling author and former writing professor at the University of Milwaukee in Waukesha, and is just releasing the first book for a five-book science fiction series called The Fault Lines. On the phone to tell us all about her new book, author, former professor, and entrepreneur, Jerry Shepard. Jerry, welcome to Mags Inc. Radio.
Thank you so much for having me on, Rocker and Jimmy. Oh my gosh, I'm so glad to be talking to you guys.
Welcome.
And Jerry, before we get into your new book, tell us about being a best-selling author and how you got into writing books and publishing. I read your first publication was a poem about roadkill in a state newspaper.
You have so done your homework. Oh my gosh. Okay, so that's a little misleading because at the end of that poem, it is the Ford truck and not the deer that actually gets killed. Such a very Wisconsin story I told when that was published when I was in like the third or fourth grade, I believe.
Wow.
But thankfully, I moved on from poetry to plays. I went from plays to children's books, and it was actually when I was at a publishing conference in New York to move some of my first children's books that I got picked up by a publisher to co-write with ESPN's Dick Vitale. And I've actually done five books with him now. And it was that partnership that kind of just led me to this whole entire career in biography and co-writing and really this science fiction adventure. This is like my 65th book. So,
wow.
So it's just been, it's quite an adventure. And like when the pandemic hit was right when I was just at kind of peak burnout from that co-writing career. It's a lot. And so what I was actually able to do is take the pandemic as an opportunity to shift, and I took all of those vicarious experiences that I was lucky to have with all these other really cool people who had much more exciting lives than me, and I poured them into like some of the different characters in my fiction. So,
wow. So
that's kind of the world that I've traveled.
That is so interesting. I know I've heard that story, you know, time and again, where people really took the time to, you know, reinvigorate themselves. Now, you were a professor at UW-Waukesha. Do you incorporate wisdom from your professional career into your teaching? You know, you get these young writing students.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, you know, I think that it's kind of everybody sort of has to land into the approach that works best for them as a writer. And I taught so many classes there, and really my kind of central theme was always about full sensory nonlinear writing, which is just a really fancy way of saying just keep it interesting and, you know, kind of keep us like, please do not just tell us what everybody sees. Like, let us actually feel what the characters feel and let us live their lives a little bit and relate to them. And I tried to bring that into my own work, but what's really funny is sometimes you're too close to the work and you kind of forget everything that you know when you're writing. And that sort of happened here, but I had this huge creative team, including like multiple beta readers and editors. And the funniest thing is one of my editors kept calling me out on the very same, you know, ideas that I would teach other people. Like I would have a word in the manuscript that was like things were flying everywhere. And she totally called me out. She's like, what things, Jerry? You are better than this. Write the actual words.
Oh, that
so,
is
yeah,
too funny.
I basically kind of turned into an idiot writing this, and thank God I had an amazing team of editors.
I get called out by my wife for stuff like that.
Yes,
I say stuff like that.
Stuff. She literally put a giant red circle with the word stuff and things on the top of pages throughout my manuscript. I'm like,
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, tell us about the Fault Line series and your first book, At Fault. It takes place in the year 2500 after a catastrophic melting, and now that the world is fighting over shrinking resources, it sounds like Eastern Ireland 2500. Why did you write this book?
Oh my gosh, I love that description. I am so flipping excited for this book and series. I mean, like, your description's pretty spot on. But that Earth that you describe, it's really just kind of the backdrop. And the story is more about like the geopolitical divisions and the relationships between this really diverse cast of like the humans that are still on the planet. There's this global union that is the primary governing body, but there are factions out there living on the water on city ships. And there are others that are trying to make life on this land that has become incredibly hostile. And also, while the 2500s are one of the timelines in the book, there's actually two different timelines taking place, and the reader gets to go back and forth between them. So there's this world that Linda built in the 2500s, but then the fallout that Miriam is trying to lead 400 years later. And you're kind of getting to see how one turned into the other. And it's really exciting that way. I got to have a lot of fun with some futurism here for the hardcore pure sci-fi fans, like medicine yeah. and weaponry and tech. And I think there's a little something for everybody. And honestly, like, that was kind of the point of why I started writing this. I didn't start at the plot. I started at that emotional place where I was just so ticked at everybody in the world for getting so divided over these last couple of years. And I just wanted to tell a story that highlighted our common humanity. Mm. And the whole motto of the people in this book is be gloriously human.
Wow. So there are multiple character arcs at fault. Who is your favorite character?
Rocker, you're going to ask me to pick a favorite baby?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Only that baby, and you have to leave the rest. They don't matter anymore.
Oh, writers hate doing that. But all right, so Linda, she's the founding mother of like the independents in the book, the Zoians, and she is just this pure, unshakable ferocity. Like, she was marginalized by everybody in her entire world, and she just defies them to become the founder of this whole new way of life with absolute gumption. One of my beta readers told me he was completely in love with Linda, and I think that everyone's going to feel that to a certain extent, but honestly, then there's Miriam, and she's the uniter, and then there's Tatsu and Uru Mageo, who are like these big, living Polynesian brothers, and there's this hardened but lovable Scottish sea captain and a bejeweled and tattooed politician. So it's really an ensemble piece, and I hope that there's somebody that everybody can kind of fall in love with.
Wow. What is the timeline for the following four books? It sounds like you're going to be very busy for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, you're not kidding. I finished this book and I was like, shoot, what did I get myself into? Because the whole series is outlined. I'm already starting into the detailed work of the second book. The final step for this is streaming television. So my goal for the written books is really 2 to 3 more years for all the next four to be out, so that the source material is really available to make those next steps, you know, as strong as possible and as soon as possible. So,
Jerry, are the books, the future books, are they already kind of written in your head? Like, you could see, you just have to get the words on the paper?
Yeah, I mean, yes, to a certain extent. I have, like, the general outline. Like, I know the two timelines that are taking place in each of the other four books. So we continue forward through the 2900s timeline. But in each of the four books, I know, like, the backstory, the other history timeline that's being told as well. And I might know a handful of events that I need to happen, or a handful of big reveals that are going to happen. I know the finales of like all four of the next books.
Do you ever surprise?
But it's kind of interesting.
Do you ever surprise yourself, like as you're typing or as you're coming up with these ideas? Do you ever just go, oh, that was amazing, and it just becomes.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Do you surprise
I
yourself?
I do. I sometimes do, and then I feel really dorky. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm such a nerd. I'm just like, but it's great, and it's really cool. Like, one of the things that made this really special is having niche experts and having beta readers, because then we'd get in conversation, and this was just, you know, I wrote the words down, but I would be in a conversation with somebody, and they're like, oh my gosh, wouldn't it be really cool? And I'm like, yep, it would. Let me make that happen. And so, yeah, it's lots of surprises. That's what makes it exciting. I mean, you know, it unfolds throughout the process, and I love that. I love that about the written word.
Well, I'm a big fan of Star Wars novels, and I love how that the writers always talk about how the Skywalker Ranch keeps all the details and all the facts straight. So when they're writing all these multiple books, you know, you always have these details are always correct.
Right. And that's really interesting, because when you do a world build type of sci-fi or fantasy, you do. And I literally have kind of my mythopoeia like next to me. That's like, okay, wait, what is everything that's important to this land? And it's because I'm like, when you're in sci-fi, your fans are going to be the first people to call you out on that stuff.
Oh, yeah, like, for sure. Yeah. Any Yeah, the smallest little inconsistency, definitely. I know that feeling. Hey, where can we purchase At Fault online?
So I tried to make this super easy. It's atfaultbook.com. So eventually it's going to be everywhere, but we're in pre-sales right now. So if you go to atfaultbook.com, you can get to the pre-order link on Amazon, and it's nice and easy to remember.
Yeah, I saw that you have a link tree there for links to like every one of your socials.
Oh my gosh. Yes, I do have a link tree. It's Fault Lines Books. That's like with plural on lines, Fault Lines Books. And I'm on pretty much all the various platforms. I've even, much to my grown children's chagrin, been trying my hand at TikTok these days.
Oh no. Jerry, thank you.
I know.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us tonight on Max Inc. Radio. We really appreciate it.
Oh, no, thank you guys so much. Jimmy Rocker, I really appreciate you guys. This has been a great conversation.
So we asked you which Waukesha local band you liked, and we were going to try and play some music, and you said the Bodines. And I was like,
I asked Jimmy,
do we have any the Bodines?
I have failed.
Well, we didn't have any, but I'm going to leave you with a little factoid of Bodines. That when they were a young band, they were actually called Da Bodines, like apostrophe D-A Bodines. But everybody kept calling them the Da Bodines, and they were like, well, that's not very good. So they said, if you can't beat them, join them, and they just became the Bodines.
Oh, my gosh. That's great trivia. I love it.
But we didn't have any of that. So that we found some Altered Five, and you like Altered Five. They're a great Waukesha blues band.
I do. I'm a total blues girl, and I was so excited when you said you had some Altered Five. That was great stuff.
All right, Jimmy, what do we got?
Let's play Three Wishes. And thank you so much for your time tonight. We appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. You're the best.
Jerry Shepherd, and here is Altered Five, Max Inc. Radio.
Adventure! and nothing gained. Now it's too late to undo. 'Cause I used all three wishes on you. I'll never, ever stop wondering what might have been. It takes two to make it work. Oh, yes, it does. It takes two. It takes two to be.
Unplug from the politics and crank it up.
Talking to the devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Zinc Radio, radio for the people that's cruising around. And I guess their anthem song called Cruising Around.
Cruising Round, Jimmy. They're a new folksy, bluesy kind of thing that I discovered, and they sent us in some music. And I'm going to check real quick to see if they have any events coming up. And sure enough, they're playing April 1st at the Popcorn Tavern. That's up in La Crosse. So those guys are getting around. The Hop Garden Brewing and Tap Room down in Belleville. That's on May 21st. And Dundrin's Distillery.
Oh, dude, they got
May 14th.
Dundrin's has their
Dundrin's
has their Bloody Mary Fest coming up March 25th.
6th.
Yes, 26th. You're right. Yeah. I want to go to that, man. We should go and have bloodies all day long at Dundrin's.
It sounded wonderful when Abby was telling us about it. I mean, all the different places that are going to be making their bloodies. Jimmy, what's your favorite bloody, you know, what do you like? A chicken? What do you like to put in there? A whole chicken?
A rotisserie chicken, yeah.
A bacon? What is it?
I like olives, and I like a good beef stick and maybe a little bit of cheese in my Bloody Mary. And I like it to be spicy but not burn your mouth off spicy.
You know what I like in a man?
Horseradish, too.
Cayenne pepper.
That's good.
Cayenne like pepper, Jimmy.
All right. Well, Bloody Mary. Now I'm thirsty for one. Next hour, we're going to talk with Patrick from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. He likes Bloody Marys.
Yeah, bring some down, Patrick.
Yeah, no doubt. And then Kelsey Miles. She is here. She's live. We'll be live in the Devil's Lair. That's coming up after 9 o'clock. It's Max Inc. Heavy right now. Let's hear some Kyle Wrightly. Rocker, this is brand new, right? I think it is.
Brand new.
Kyle Wrightly. The name of the song is called Dark Streets. It's Max Inc. Radio on a Saturday night.
Down the dark streets through the rays of the solar lights. Under the stars and the satellites, rolling through the air like smoke. Past the parked cars with the stickers and the sorry dents. Around the flashing lights and the accidents, sugarcoat off every escape. And the takes and the TV news, under the shrugs and the social cues, creeping up to size like rust. Cyanide stares on the faces in the grocery stores, and every single day it's a little more poisoning what's left of your trust. We'll be right back.
Chasing the Devil's Tail. Weekends are for music.
Talking to the devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM.
Talking to the devil.